bless you, my child.
Bless you, dear brother John.
Once more, an earthly year is about to finish. After the Christmas session, the new year begins. The people of Earth invariably look forward to a year as if it were a fresh and new experience, which probably in a sense it is, since you have time and judge so much by it. I realize the possibilities of the coming year are many. The opportunities that may present themselves, I feel sure, will give opportunity to service in various directions. I am very conscious as I come to you of the many problems mankind has to face, particularly in the affairs and state of the world. And I realize more and more how essential it is, if the world is to find peace, for the mass of humanity to realize the truth of spiritual things, the realization of the continuity of life after so-called death, and the communion between the peoples of your world and ours, and the knowledge, the experience that can be given to help the peoples of the earth to rise far from the ordinary, far from the mundane things, and place themselves in a position where wisdom and truth and enlightenment shall rule in place of chaos as it is today. As each year begins, we are conscious through your minds, through your thoughts, more than ever of the need for the help of the Spirit. Instruments are few and far between, and many of those that we use, we endeavor to the best of our ability through them to give our message, though oft times the instruments themselves